We used to trap rabbits and sell them. Shouldn't put them out. Mm-hmm. Use holes of them in these chain stones and things like that. Just get the entrails out of them and stick a hole down through the head where they drain. Mm-hmm. Put them in the sack and ship them. Mm-hmm. Caught just oodles of them.
I guess they used those for coats, didn't they?
They had them in the lab.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh. But they finally stopped them from shipping. But I tell you what I done one morning, I was waiting for another fella out here. I carried 8 gallon sacks full of rabbits to Greensboro and shipped them to Atlanta to some chain store. Hmm. 100 rabbits to the sack. And we had caught them, just the surroundings of Pennville had caught them in the last 2 days.
All that in 2 days?
In 2 days.
Man, you must have been busy.
I had an old piece of truck, went around and picked them up. Go to your house, if you live out 4 or 5 miles, go out there and get what you got. Just keep it going around, just canvas the whole place around and bring them in here and have them clean.
Yeah. What was, you used the word, this that kind of sack that you...
These old giant sacks.
What is that like?
It's an old butt-up sack, like.
I see.
Yeah, I know that's the biggest ship that ever left Greensboro. A rabbit.
Yeah.
Gosh. But they ain't better than that.
How long ago was that that you said that?
It's been about 15 years ago. See, there's no farming going on in Green County Mountain, nothing but cattle raising. And there's very little stuff now for them to eat like it used to be. Mm. And it used to be all just row crop farming. Mm. And we had a lot of game in here, birds and rabbits, squirrels. But they ain't getting that. And they have to have something to live on.
Yeah. You used to come in and eat the crops.
That's right.
Yeah, cabbage, all that
stuff. Now we got a lot of deer in here now. I ain't been here for 4 or 5 years. But they started them in here. Mm-hmm. And they're just raising, accumulating. I think there's over 500 killed in the county this last deer season.
Hmm. Is that mainly over in the forest or all over?
It's Green County.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of them left here now. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest one they killed weighed 260 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a lot of them.
Well, that's a nice lot. That's a lot of meat. Mm-hmm. They had some good inventory.
I don't like it.
Big man?
I don't like deer meat.
Oh, don't you?
No. Watch you at the big deer.
Yeah.
You like
it? I've never had it. I've never eaten it.
It's just got some kind of, I don't know, familiar taste to it. That's my notion of how it is something. I don't like it.
Well, I think about the first person I've ever heard that didn't like it.
Well,
there's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I guess it's because you don't get it that often. Maybe I guess if people had to eat it every day, they would.
But he probably met goals for it. Wants it. Puts it in the freezer.
Yeah.
But I don't want none.
Well, what do they do with the cattle? Do they ship them to Atlanta mostly?
Well, the different places they gotta. They have a sale barn over here in Greensboro once a week, every Thursday. And if they ship them everywhere, these trucks come in here and get some of them. You go to these dressing plants. And they got a pretty big thing out of it. It's grown a lot since it started, but they have a heap of stuff over there, man.
That's the way it is in Florida, just about, huh? A lot of cattle and timber.
By a little row crop, is it? Yeah. Well, that's a vegetable, something like that.
Yeah.
Produce.
Of course, the soil's not so good in Florida as it is up here.
Mm.
They'd grow the oranges. The orange is a big thing. Mm. That's about all they can grow in a lot of places. Yeah, I guess I'm moving on. I sure appreciate your help.
Okay, anything I can do, please.